Hey, good morning. Let's begin with prayer.
早晨好，我们要以祷告开始。
Dear God, I thank you for our worship this morning.
主啊，我们为今天早晨的敬拜感谢你。
Now I pray that as we study your word, that you will speak to us.
当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你对我们讲话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名， Amen.
We are looking at the first part of Ephesians.
我们现在在看以弗所的前半段。
Again, for those of you who are worried that we will never finish Ephesians,
如果你就是很担心我们可能永远也讲不完以弗所书的话，
I am going to spend a lot of time on the introduction.
我会花很多时间花在引言上。
And then we will begin to move very quickly after that.
然后之后我们就会讲得很快。
But I feel these opening verses are very important because they lay the foundation for what we do.
因为这个开篇呢是非常的重要，因为它为我们所要讲的后边呢立下了一个很好的根基。
If we don't start with what God has done for us and in us,
如果我们不始于神为我们所做的和在我们里边所做的，
the Christian life becomes a process of trying very hard to be something that we're not.
那个基督徒呢，这个生活就变成你要很努力的去做，去试图去达到你所不是的。
I had a request to repeat that again.
我要重新来重述、
If we don't understand what God has done in us and for us,
如果我们不真正明白神为我们所做的和在我们里边所做的，
Living the Christian life becomes a very frustrating process.
过一个基督徒的生活就成为一个让你很灰心很沮丧的过程。
Because we are trying to do something.
因为我们想要去做一些什么。
That is not natural to us.
因为我们所想要去做的对我们来讲并不是我们本性。
We are trying really hard to live something that really isn't in us.
我们很想要去过一个我们里边根本没有的一个东西的这样的生活。
And that becomes frustrating.
那会让人很沮丧很灰心丧气。
I talked to someone one time who was in a position that really did not fit them very well.
我跟一个人讲话，他工作岗位其实跟他这个很不相符。
And they said, it is exhausting.
他们就说真的是太累了。
Because 7 days a week I am putting on a face to be something that really isn't me.
他说七天之久我都要挂一个面具，表现成一个我根本不是的人。
And they said, I just wish that I could take a break and be who I am.
他说我真的希望我能够休息一下，成为我，就是我原来成为我的本相。
There are a whole lot of people who come to church.
有很多人到教会里来。
And they are putting on something that really isn't them.
他们表面上的那个人呢，其实跟他们里边这个真正的人完全不是一回事儿。
And it's hard work.
那你总是要成表现成一个你不是的。
And so if we come to this later part of Ephesians and start looking at how we're supposed to live and we don't yet know what God has done in us, it will be very exhausting.
那个以弗所后边呢就讲到说我们应该怎么生活，但是如果你不知道神为你做了什么，你想要这样去生活对你来讲会是一个很沮丧的过程，很灰心的过程。
And so we have been looking first at what the Father does for us.
我们以前看过父神为我们所做的。
We saw that He has chosen us.
我们看到他拣选了我们。
He has predestined us to adoption.
他预定我们得儿子的名分。
And we finished last week, He has made us accepted in His Son.
然后上次我们讲到，他让我们在爱子里被接纳。
I told you last week that those things ought to change how we look at our daily life.
我上次讲到这些会应该改变我们如何看待我们每日的生活。
And so let me start by asking you.
所以我想先问大家。
This week.
这个星期。
Did it at any point this week, did it affect how you thought about your Christian life as you realized, I'm adopted, I belong to Him?
这个星期当你曾经想到说我被神收养我属于神，这个如何影响了你每日的生活？
I am accepted.
我被接纳。
I'm not trying to be good enough to become accepted.
我不是说自己想努力好像好到一定程度以至于我被接纳。
Instead, I am accepted.
相反的呢，我已经被接纳了。
And so now I live out this life.
所以我活出来这样一个生活。
Not to earn it.
不是为了赚得。
But as the natural outflow.
而是成为我里边一个自然而然的流露，就是我是谁的一个自然而然的流露。
Did that affect anyone's way of thinking this week?
这个上个星期有没有这种想法，这种意识，
改变了你对生活的看
法？你可以跟我们分享。
Be more thankful.
这位弟兄讲到，他说，我就是意识到这个让我变得更有感谢的心。
It is really nice if you can be thankful for what God has done rather than trying to earn.
对，如果你就是说你感谢神为你所做的，而不是说去赚得神要为你做什么，这样是更好的，对不对？
Anyone else?
还有没有见证？他说更有安全感，当事情不按自己所发生的这样的进行的时候，心里边其实是更有这种安全感跟笃定感。
Good security when things are not going as you expected.
虽然事情不像你所期望的那样发生，但是心里确实有安全感。
If you're not sure you're accepted.
如果你不是很确定你是否被神所接纳。
I've met people who every time something bad happens in life, they think,I wonder if God is punishing me.
我就碰到一些人，就是他们的生活中一旦出现不好的事情，他们就会开始紧张，说神是不是在惩罚我。
Maybe I've made him angry.
他说神可能因为我老是生气。
And this is his punishment.
然后呢，神可能对我生气，所以这就是神惩罚我的表现。
But if I'm accepted,
但是如果我已经被神接纳，
I am secure.
我是很安全的。
I don't have to get up every morning asking,I wonder if God is happy with me today.
我不需要每天早晨起来就想，哎呀，神今天对我是不是高兴？
As parents,
作为父母，
our children feel a great insecurity if every day they wonder, am I doing good enough, well enough? Am I doing enough good to earn my parents' love? I don't know English very well.
Yeah. 他的意思就是说，作为孩，如果我们的孩子他每天早晨起来，他都在想说，哎呀，我是不是做事情做得够好，然后来让我父母喜欢我爱我。如果孩子这样想的话，孩子是很没有安全感的。
A child who every day has to earn dad's love again is very insecure.
如果一个孩子每天都觉得要赚得他父亲的爱的话，这样的孩子是非常没有安全感的。
And sometimes as parents we think, well, I want to keep, you know, I want to push them, and so I need to hold this out to make them do better.
有的时候作为父母，我们觉得说我们要帮助我们的孩子，让我们的孩子促进我们的孩子，所以呢，我们就把那个标准定得好高好高。
But the truth is,
但是这个是真实的情况是
they need to feel the security of our love.
他们需要能够感受到我，因为知道我们爱他们的所有的这种安全感。
And that becomes a confidence and security that allows them to fulfill what they are made to be.
所以呢，当他们如果有了这种安全感跟信念，这种会帮助他们会实现神造他们所有的目的。
And God doesn't give us a daily checklist to say, okay, let me see. Today, are you doing enough to earn my favor?
神不是说每天有个清单说，哦，我看你今天有没有做到足够了来赢得我的爱。
He says you are chosen, you are adopted, you are accepted.
神说你已经被拣选，你被领养，你已经被接纳。
Go live that out.
你把这个活出来。
Do what I call you to do because of what I have already done in your life.
因为我已经在你的生命中所成就的，所以你去做我呼召你所要做的。
Now today we are moving to the second group of terms.
今天呢，我们到第二组的这个祝福。
This starts in verse 7.
这个开始于一章七节。
And these are the things that come to us because of the Son, through the Son.
这些福气呢，是因为爱子，因为耶稣基督圣子，我们才能得到的。
We have been looking at what the Father has done.
我们看到父为我们所做的。
Beginning in verse 7, he looks at what the Son has done.
从第七节开始，我们看到神，圣子为我们所做的。
And the first one is this.
第一个是
In him we have redemption through his blood.
借着爱子的血得蒙救赎。
He has redeemed us.
他救赎了我们。
The idea of redemption is purchase.
这个救赎的意思呢，其实就是一个买的，买回的意思。
He has bought us out of slavery.
他把我们从这种奴隶奴役之中买赎出来。Verse 7.
Now, there are three terms that I want to look at in the New Testament that are translated redeem.
在新约里边有三个词汇被翻译成救赎。
And I'm jumping down to the last of the slides for today.
在第21个那个幻灯片。
Because I realize we're not going to have time to do them all, and so I want to focus on this.
所以我们没有时间把这些都做，所以我们到
21节。They're right there. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Three terms that I want to look at.
我们有三个词我们要看，都被中文翻译成救赎。
And then if we have time, I'll go back to the earlier slides.
如果有时间，我们再回到刚才的那个幻灯片。
The first word that I want to look at. Oh, we were there. You were there.
刚才那个，第二十一个，刚才。
The first word that I want to look at is a word that has the idea of going to the slave market to buy something in the marketplace.
第一个的意思呢，就是说你到一个那个奴隶的市场，你去买东西。
You go to the marketplace.
你去了市场。
To buy something, you redeem it.
你就去买了，你就是把它买回了。
This word we have in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20.
这个词出现在哥林多前书六章二十节。
Paul says, you are bought with a price.
保罗说你们是重价买来的。
You would go to the slave market.
你们去当时的那个奴隶买卖市场。
You would purchase a slave.
去买一个奴隶。
And Paul says,
保罗说
God has bought us.
神买了我们。
He paid the purchase price.
神付了这个重价。
The Son, Jesus, came into the marketplace and paid the purchase price with his blood.
耶稣基督来到这个奴隶市场，用他的宝血把我们买回来，那是他所付的这个代价。
Because of that, we no longer belong to Satan.
所以，因为这样的，我们不再属于撒旦。
This means we have been freed from the penalty of sin.
所以呢，这个意味着我们已经不再受这个罪的这个惩罚的之下，我们不在罪的惩罚之下。
We no longer live under condemnation.
我们不再在这个定罪之下。
Because we have been bought, we have been redeemed.
因为我们已经被买来了，我们已经被救赎了。
And that gives him the right to pardon us and declare us free from the penalty.
这个就是说神有这个权利来宣称我们是自由的。
So you no longer, we no longer have to go through life feeling condemnation for our past.
所以呢，在我们以后的生活中，我们不需要再为我们过去的生活感觉被定罪。
He has freed us from that penalty.
神已经把我们从那种惩罚中间拯救出来，让我们
得释放。But the second word that is translated redeem in the New Testament.
第二个被翻译成救赎的这个词。
The first one means to go in and buy something in the marketplace.
第一个意味着就是说我去这个市场，我买了什么东西。
The second term has the idea to buy it and take it out of the marketplace with you.
第二个就是说我买了这个东西，而且把这个东西带出这个市场。
You would go into the marketplace and you would buy a slave and take him with you.
你到那个奴隶买卖市场，你买了一个奴隶，然后你把这个奴隶带走。
Because the slave now belonged to you.
因为现在这个奴隶就属于你了，你是他的主人。
That tells me that we are freed not just from the penalty of sin, but from the power of sin.
这个就告诉我们，我们不仅不再有这个罪的惩罚，我们
because
而且我们从罪的权势之下得释放。
Christ has brought us out of the marketplace.
因为耶稣基督已经把我们从这个市场带出来了。
We are no longer prisoners to the power of sin.
我们不再是罪的权势的囚犯了，囚徒。
Imagine a slave who's been purchased by someone who wants to bring him out of the market and set him free.
想象一下，有一个奴隶，有一个被一个主人买了，这个主人把他从奴隶市场买出来，然后想要让他自由。
Someone says, "I'm going to purchase you. I'm going to redeem you."
有人就说了，对这个奴隶说，我要买你，然后我要救赎你，买赎你。
I'm going to bring you out of the marketplace.
我会把你从这个奴隶市场带出来。
And you'll be free.
你一旦出了这个奴隶市场，你就是自由人了。
Can you imagine a slave who would say?
你可以想象这个奴隶这么说，回答说。
Thank you for coming into the marketplace and buying me.
谢谢你来到这个奴隶市场买我。
But I think I'll just stay here.
但是我想我还是待在这个奴隶市场吧。
I like my slavery.
我很喜欢我的这个被奴隶。
I like the shame of being on display as a slave.
我喜欢这种作为奴役必须要被就被放在这个市场上被买的这种羞耻。
I like being under the power of the slave trader.
我喜欢在这个奴隶主之下受辖制。
Thank you for purchasing me, but now I'm just going to stay here.
谢谢你买了我，但是我还是想待在这儿。
Impossible.
不可能，对不对？
He has been bought by someone who wants to free him.
他被一个想要让他得自由的人买了。
He no longer has to live under that constant power.
他不需要再活在那个奴隶子的权势之下。
But many Christians,
但是许多的基督徒
seem to say something like this.
却好像是这么说的。
I am glad that Christ came into the marketplace to buy me.
我很高兴耶稣基督到了这个市场买了我。
I am glad that he paid the price to redeem me from Satan.
我也真的是感谢他，就是付了这个重价，让我从撒旦之下、权势之下解脱。
I'm glad I am freed from the penalty of sin. That's nice.
我也真的是很高兴，我不再受这个罪的这个惩罚。
But I kind of like living under the power of sin.
但是我好像还是挺喜欢活在罪的权势之下。
And so it's okay, just leave me here.
所以没关系，你就让我待在这儿吧。
As I said to you about someone who told me, I like to sin, God likes to forgive, we make a good team.
有人就说，我喜欢犯罪，神喜欢赦免，我们是一个好，我们可以成为一个很好的一个球队，组成一队。
But sadly, they weren't saying it as a joke.
但是他们这样说，其实对他们的生活来讲，这并不是一个玩笑。
They like their sin.
他们喜欢他们的罪。
They enjoy being under the power of that sin.
他们也喜欢在这个罪的权势之下。
And so they don't want to give it up.
所以他们就不想放弃这个罪。
And so they say, yes, buy me, but leave me here.
他们就说，好吧，你买我吧，但是把我继续放在这个市场。
Now maybe,
也许
if you are under the power of sin,
如果你是在罪的权势之下，
you say, yeah, I kind of understand that.
你也许会说，哦，我好像能够体会这个，
I like my sin.
我喜欢我的罪。
But I want you to think about that this morning.
但是我想你今天早上仔细地想一想。
How can we prefer slavery to freedom?
我们为什么会喜欢被奴隶而不是想要得自由呢？
Dennis Kinlaw wrote a wonderful book about the power of sin in our life.
有一个人写了一本书，就是讲到这个这本书写得很棒，讲到这个罪在我们生命中的这种权势。
And he said, how can anyone believe that sin is better than holiness?
为什么会有任何人相信罪比圣洁更好呢？
Can you ever think it is better to choose anger over forgiveness?
你觉得是你选择这个被发怒而不是被饶恕更好呢？会有任何人觉得这样更好呢？
When you hold on to your anger and resentment at what someone has done,
如果你就是抓着那个别人对你的这个怒气，别人伤害过你，你就心怀怨恨，抓着那个怒气不放。
How can that possibly bring you more happiness?
这样怎么会让你心里更有快乐呢？
Than the freedom of forgiveness.
而不是说你能够去饶恕的这种自由。
Is there anyone who has ever just sat there chewing on your anger?
有多少人就坐在这儿，就在那儿使劲儿咀嚼你的这个愤怒？
And at the end of an hour of your anger and bitterness, says, ah.This makes me feel so much happier.
然后你这样的生气了一个小时，很苦读了一小时之后，你说：“哎呀，这个真好，让我感觉太好了。”
Of course not.
肯定不是。
He says, "How can anyone choose the slavery of love, lust, over the freedom of love?"
他说为什么会有任何人选择宁愿做这种贪这种欲望的奴仆而不是做这种爱的这种自由呢？
How can anyone choose the slavery of covetousness over the freedom of contentment?
他说为什么有人会选择做这种贪心的奴仆而不是有这种作为一个心怀那个满足的这种自由呢？
In other words,
另外一句话就是
when you see someone who has something better than you,
当你看到别人有的东西比你更好，
and you covet it, you break the 10th commandment,
然后你就心里很贪恋，其实你就是已经犯了第十戒。
Does that ever make you happier?
让你那个去贪恋会让你更幸福更快乐吗？
Oh, this dissatisfaction with what I have is just bringing me such joy.
我心里的这个不满足让我好高兴好喜乐呀，是这样吗？
Of course not.
肯定不是。
Sin never brings us more true happiness than holiness would bring us.
就是罪永远从来不会带给我们真正的喜乐，但是圣洁却会带给我们真正的喜乐。
And so we must always remember the ugliness of that slavery.
所以我们要能记住这个奴役的这种丑陋。
Otherwise, we really won't rejoice in this second term.
所以如果我们不能够真正的那个看到这个罪，这个奴隶的丑陋的话，我们就不可能真正享受这个第二个。
If we don't see the ugliness of the slavery of sin,
如果你不看到这个奴隶的这种奴役的这种丑陋的话，
we won't rejoice in being free from it.
我们就不会很真的能够享受我们从里边得自由的这种快乐。
In fact, we will say, as my friend was saying with his quote, "I am free to sin."
就像有一个人就说，我自由了，我可以自由的去犯罪。
God has forgiven me from the penalty, and now I am free to sin.
神已经不让我受罪的惩罚了，所以现在我有这个自由可以去犯罪。
But Paul says exactly the opposite.
但是保罗说的跟这个人想的是完全相反。
Romans 6.
罗马书第六章。
Don't you know?
他说你们不知道吗？
That whoever you obey, you are his slave.
你们是向着你们 which verse?
16.
Okay, just quickly. 他说你们做谁的岂不知你们献上自己做奴仆顺从谁就做谁的奴仆吗？
You are either, he says, a slave of sin unto death or a slave of obedience unto righteousness.
或做罪的奴仆以至于死，或做顺命的奴仆以致成义。
Always when I read that verse, I think about my uncle.
我总是想到我的伯伯。
In the hospital dying from lung disease.
然后他已经是因为有这个肺癌在医院里快死了。
From a lifetime of smoking.
他之所以得肺癌是因为他一辈子抽烟。
And he asked them to turn off the oxygen machine.
然后在医院里他会让他们把那个给他输送氧气的机器关掉。
So that he can smoke another cigarette.
然后他可以再抽一口烟。
And he says, I'm not a slave to this.
他说我可不是这个的奴仆。
And as a little kid,
我作为一个小孩，
I wasn't very smart.
我不是很聪明。
But I was smart enough to look at that and think, why would you keep doing something that is killing you?
我就虽然我不聪明，但是我却在想，我也知道说，你为什么在做这个事，做一些能够最后会杀了你、害了你的事情呢？
What I did not understand then,
那个时候我不了解的是，
is this.He had no choice.
他其实是没有选择的。
He was a slave.
他是一个奴隶。
He had become so addicted to this.
他对那个已经让他上瘾了。
That he could not free himself.
他没法让自己得自由。
He was a slave.
他是一个奴隶。
And Paul says,
保罗说,
in our sin,
在我们的罪中,
we are held captive.
我们被这个罪就紧紧抓住。
You see, we don't usually choose, I'm going to become angry.
通常我们不会选择说我要变得很生气。
What you just said to me, I've decided that's going to make me angry.
我就是，但是你会说那个做的会让我生气。
Anybody do that?
对不对？我们会。
No.
我们会决定说我要选择那个让我生气的东西。
What happens? They say it, And we become angry. Why? Because that's who we are inside. That is our slavery to anger.
为什么别人这样做了我们会生气呢？是因为我们里边就是有这个，就是对这个生气这个罪的奴仆，所以我们没有办法摆脱。
Paul says,
保罗说
，And this is amazing.
这个是真是
令人稀奇。But he says,
保罗说
，Christ has redeemed us.
耶稣基督已经救赎了我们。
He has freed us from that power.
他把我们从这个罪的权势之下解救出来。
And so we are no longer a slave to anger.
所以我们不用再做这个怒气的奴隶。
Now, if you are a slave to anger, that just seems unbelievable.
如果你本身就是这个怒气的这个奴仆的话，对你来讲，这个好像是没法相信的。
You think, oh no, you don't know me.
你就会说，你可能不了解我。
Or more likely, because we like to excuse ourselves, you think,
或者我们给自己找理由，我们就
说 oh no, you don't know the people who make me angry.
所以你真的不了解那些让我生气的那些人。
But Paul says,
但是保罗说
if I am repeatedly being drawn back into this anger,
如果我长期的不断的被回去就是生气
I am a slave
我实际上是一个奴隶
to my anger
我是我怒气的奴仆
and so he says this is the good news of what Christ has done for us
所以呢这是耶稣为我们所做的好消息
he has bought us
他把我们买
and he has brought us out of that slavery
他不仅买了我们而且把我们从那个奴隶的市场上带了出来
And then the third term,
然后第三个救赎的词汇就是
and it's the term that's used here in verse 7, Ephesians 1.
就是我们说的那个以弗所书第一章第七节。
It means to release someone after you have paid the ransom price.
就是释放你花了那个重花了价钱把它买回来的这个人。
So here's the progression. This is why I spend all this time on these three words.
这个是你看到这个进程了吗？所以我花了这么多时间讲这三个词。
Some of you are thinking, I didn't know I was coming for a grammar lesson today.
所以有的人觉得我今天来上语法课了，是不是？
But these three words are very important.
这三个词其实都很重要。
Because the first one says, Christ went into the slave market and bought us.
第一个词就是讲述了基督进到了这个奴隶市场，买了我们。
The second word says, he has brought us out of the market and freed us from the power of that slavery.
这个救赎就是把我们不仅买了，而且把我们带出了这个市场，让我们不在那个权势之下。
And the third word says,
第三个是说
He then released us and set us free.
他就是释放了我们，让我们自由。
Free to be what God made us to be at the very beginning.
自由是什么呢？就是有这个成为让神设计当时创造我们所要我们成为人的那种自由。
Freedom from what we were.And freedom to be what God made us to be.
就是这种自由呢，就是说不再受我们过去的这种辖制，而是让我们有这种自由，能够成为神所造我们当时的那种心意。
I have wondered why it is that so many Christians seem not to mature and grow.
我就是常常就想不通，为什么这么多的基督徒看起来也没有成长，也没有成熟。
It seems that we do a pretty good job of getting people to say, yes, I believe.
好像我们很擅就是擅长于传道，就是说大家会说好，我相信主了。
A pretty good job of getting them to come up and be baptized.
或者让他们能够去决志受洗。
And then it stops.
然后好像就停在这儿了。
And we don't grow.
我们就没有再长。
We remain as baby Christians.
我们就成为这个婴孩基督徒。
10-year-old babies, 20-year-old babies, 30-year-old babies, 50-year-old babies, 80-year-old babies.
两岁的基督，两岁的婴孩，二十岁的婴孩，三十岁的婴孩，五十岁的婴孩，到了八十岁还是婴孩。
A pastor I knew one time preached a sermon that I think was not wise.
我有一次牧师讲我认识一个牧师讲了一篇道，好像我觉得这个道不是很有智慧。
Don't worry, I'm never going to do this.
你不用担心我不会这样做。
But he was very, very frustrated with how his church was not maturing.
他就是对他的教会的这些弟兄姐妹，就是生命没有再成熟，非常的。让他很懊恼，很上气。
And he told me that he went to the store.
所以呢，他就去了一个商店。
And he had about 40 people in his church, so he bought 40 baby bottles.
他去一个商店买了40个奶瓶，因为他的那个 教会里面有40个
and filled them all with milk and put them up here, one for each member.
然后呢，他就把那四十个奶瓶里面放好奶，放在台上，然后把奶跟奶瓶递给每一个成员。
I'm not going to do that.
我不会这样做。
The next week, he probably only needed 30 baby bottles.
如果他这样做的话，大概他下一次就只剩30个奶瓶了。
But he was frustrated because of a very real problem.
他之所以这样子傲这样子沮丧
And that is,
因为一个真实的问题
many, many times,
就是很多时候
we see what we have been redeemed from, but then we never grow.
我们知道我们已经被救赎了但是我们却从来不成长
And so we get up as pastors and we say you need to grow you need to grow you need to mature
所以呢作为牧师我们在台上讲说你们要成长啊你们要成长你们要成熟
and we look up from our phones and say yeah I know
然后我们就看到我们的手机说哦我知道要成长
why aren't you growing why aren't you maturing
然后我们说你们怎么还不成长你们怎么还不长大
I don't know
然后那个会员看说我不知道
you need to work at it
然后就说你们要努力啊你们要努力去成熟啊
Okay, I will
然后会员说好吧我会努力
Week after week
然后
after week.
每一个周
Anybody ever seen that? Not in this church but in some other church
不是在我们教会在别的教会大家有没有看到这种现象
And it's frustrating
知道是真的是让人很懊恼
It's frustrating to a pastor who says why aren't they changing?
这个对牧师来讲真的是很沮丧。牧师说：“怎么就是不长呢？”
And it's frustrating to members who say, "I don't know what to do."
然后对这个会员呢也很沮丧，因为他们说：“我不知道该怎么办呢。”
I was fussing at my piano student for not playing well.
我对我的那个学生呢就一直在对他们很生气，因为他们
Don't do this.
我告诉他们别这样做。
Stop! Don't. And finally, she looked at me.
然后那个学生就会告，就会最后看着我说。
And she said.
然后这个学生女孩就说。
Dr. McElwain.
她说麦博士。
Did you know I'm not playing bad on purpose?
她说你知道吗？我不是故意的弹不好。
And sometimes I think maybe we sit here and we want to say.
也许我们坐在下边的会那个听众会说，会员会说。
Pastor, do you know that we're not immature on purpose?
说牧师啊，你知道吗？我们不是有意的不成长吗？不成熟。
And so I thought about why is this?
我就想说为什么会这样呢?
And part of it, I think, is this.
我想其中的部分原因是因为
We understand being freed from sin.
我们了解到说我们已经从罪中得自由了。
But it stops there.
但是我们就停在那儿。
And we don't get a picture that we are freed to become something more.
但是我们却没有真正的脑中有这个图片，就是说，我们这个自由是，我们有这个自由可以成为一个神所要让我们成为的人。
Titus 2:14，
在提多书2:14
，He redeemed us from all iniquity.
他救赎我们脱离一切罪恶。
That's the freeing from the past.
这个是让我们从过去得自由。
But why did he do that?
他做这个神做这样的目的是什么呢
To purify unto himself a set apart people
又洁净我们特做自己的子民
Zealous to do good works
这些人是要干什么呢是热心为善
That's a wonderful verse
这是 一句很
Write that one on your notes and go look it up
大家有时间回去可以好好看
Titus 2:14
提多书2:14
Because here's what it says to us.
这个对我们说的是什么呢?
The reason he redeemed us.
神救赎我们的原因是
The reason he bought us.
这个神买赎我们
And brought us out of the marketplace.
缘由是他把我们带出这个奴隶市场的原因是
Was to make us a people who belonged to him.
是要让我们成为属他的子民
Who were set apart as his holy people.
是把我们分别为圣，让我们做他的圣洁的子民。
And who were zealous for good work.
我们心里就是很热心要去做行，去做好，做行善。
It's a wonderful phrase.
这是一个非常棒的词语。
Because what does zealous mean?
这个热心是什么意思呢?
What's zealous mean?
热心是什么意思?
Passionate.
就是很有这种热忱
You want to do it
你是里边就想去做
You're excited about it.
你做这个，你里面就很兴奋。
Now, when we were slaves to sin,
当我们是做罪的奴仆的时候，
we were zealous for sin.
我们是热心的去犯罪。
Right? We were constantly passionate about going back into that sin. We loved it. We held on to it.
我们很热心，很有这个热忱，就不断的回到这个罪里。我们爱那个，我们抓得紧紧的。
Paul says he freed us from that.
但是保罗说，神把我们从那个里边救赎出。
But he did not free us from being passionate about that to simply be passionate about nothing.
他不是说让我们过去对罪很有这种热情，很热忱，然后现在把我们救赎出来，我们对什么都没有热忱。
You see, this is why so many Christians, I think, don't grow in this.
这就是我们很多基督徒就没有说成长到这个里边。
Because now they're not passionate about sin, that's good.
现在我们不再对这个罪有热忱，这很好。
But now they're not passionate about anything.
但是现在你对任何东西好像都没有热忱，都不会兴奋。
I no longer...Do all of that.
哦，我不再去犯罪了。
What do you do? I read the Bible.
那你现在做什么呢？哦，我就读我的圣经。
I pray.
我祷告。
I go to church.
哦，我去教会。
Paul says, no, 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 no.
保罗说不是这样的。
You should be just as passionate about good works as you were about works of evil.
就是，就像你过去对这个罪啊，对这种欲望的很有热忱，你现在应该对这个美好的工作更有热忱。
It should become exciting.
你应该做这种美好的工作，让你很兴奋。
To do and be what God has made you to do and be.
去做，去成为，去做神在他创造你的时候，他所要让你成为的这种人。
How many of you? I'm not going to tell your boss, so you don't be worried.
多少人？我不会告诉你的老板。
But how many of you have a job that you absolutely love?
多少人有一份工作，你真的是很爱你的工作
？Okay, I do. Okay.
我真的是很喜欢我的工作。
I'll come back to that in a minute.
然后我待会儿还会再讲。
I won't tell your boss.
我不会告诉你的老板。
How many of you have a job that you do because you have to and you really don't enjoy it very much?
多少人你的工作是因为你必须要去做那份工作，你并不喜欢这，并不就是在这个工作中很享受。
Nobody?
哦，都没有啊。
That's good. How many of you have had at some point one of those jobs?
多少人你在你的曾经有过这样的工作？
Yeah, so have I. Now let me tell you.
让我告诉大家。
When I had a job,
当我有一份工作
that was not me,
不是我适合我的
it was hard to be zealous.
那是很难有热心有热忱。
I did it because I had to.
你之所以去做这份工作，因为你必须要去做。
And it wasn't a great joy.
那个不会带给你很大的喜悦。
But when I'm in a job that is a fit for me,
当你去做一个适合你的工作的时候
，Now I am passionate and zealous about it.
但是现在我就很有热忱，非常有兴奋的去做这份工作。
Friday I was working.
星期五在工作。
And I love what I'm doing.
我喜欢我做的。
And all of a sudden it struck me.
突然我就意识到。
You know, I would do this for free.
我做这个工作是我
I enjoy this. I am passionate about it.
我根本就我挣不到工资，但是我很喜欢，我很有热忱。
But I hope no one finds out that I will do it for free, because then they won't pay me anymore.
如果大家觉得发现了我这个是免费的去做，他们可能就不会再付我工资。
So I have to keep that a secret.
所以我要
Don't report me.
不要去打小报告。
But Paul says.
保罗说。
Just the way we were passionate about sin, we ought to be passionate about good works.
就像我们过去对这个罪呢是很有热忱，我们也应该同样对这个美好的工作很有热忱。
When you're in a job that fits you,
当你做一份适合你的工作的时候
，This is what I was made for.
然后你就说，哎呀，神造我就是要去做这份工作，你很享受。
And as Christians,
作为基督徒
，Paul says,
保罗说
，God wants us to say, This is what I was made for.
神想要我们作为基督徒神，我保罗说，神想要我们说，哦，这个就是神创造我的目的。
When you take your Bible reading plan and you start reading,
当你读那个读经计划，你开始读的时候
，If you say, I have to read chapters 3 through 6 today,
然后你今天说，哦，我要读第三到第六章
，so that I can put a check mark in that
little box. 所以这样我就可以打勾。
No,
那不是。
It is going to be a miserable year.
如果你是
Because frankly, 365 check marks are not all that wonderful. All you will have at the end of the year is 365 check marks.
No.
Instead, sit down and say, God,
然后你坐下来, 你开始读经的时候说, 神啊,
show me one thing today about you.
I
don't care about the check mark.
我不在意这个是不是打勾,
but would you show me one thing about you? Because I have been redeemed from knowing Satan, and I have been redeemed to knowing you.
所以我过去呢, 我是属于撒旦的, 只是知道撒旦的权势, 现在我想更了解你, 我已经从那个里边被救赎出来。
And today I want to learn something new about that.
所以今天我想要知道我被救赎, 我有什么样的, 自由。
I was in South Africa teaching.
我在南非教书的时候,
and I was visiting with a man who had a job. He was teaching people, black people who had come out of the apartheid period.
他说他会教导一些, 这个弟兄教导一些从那个过去的那个时期过来的黑人。
And now they were free to do any job they wanted.
现在这个黑人呢, 他们不再受任何的奴役, 就是限制, 他们想做什么工作都可以。
But there was a problem.
但是这个问题在于,
they had no skills to use.
这个黑人呢, 他们过去, 他们现在没有任何的这个技能,
and so he said, many of them were freed from this period of apartheid, but they were freed to nothing.
他们过去是在那个种族隔离的情况下, 他们现在从那个里边已经自由了, 但是他们现在自由了, 却不知道去做什么。
Being free from slavery does not give you the skills to become a doctor, a teacher, or a mechanic.
你不再做这个奴隶了, 你有这种不再做奴隶的自由, 但是这个并不能就让你可以很自由地成为一个医生, 或者是一个钢琴家, 或者是一个老师。
And so his job, he was helping people who had been freed to develop skills to become something.
所以呢, 这个弟兄的工作就是帮助这些已经得自由的人, 让他们可以发展出来一些技能, 可以他们将来可以做什么事工作。
Paul says,
所以保罗说,
Christ did not free us from slavery and then leave us on our own.
基督不是让我们, 救我们脱离我们的那个过去的辖制, 然后让我们就,
He freed us from slavery in order to make us what he wants us to be, a holy people passionate about good works.
他救赎我们脱离这个辖制, 是要让我们成为一个圣洁的子民, 是热心为善, 做美好工作。
And then he says we have redemption through his blood.
然后他讲到说, 我们因着他的宝血得蒙救赎。
This is probably as far as I'm going to get today. But he says he has redeemed us through his blood. I read this week an article about economics. Economics is something I don't know anything about. And I picked up this article to learn something about economics. And he said this. The value of something is determined by what people are willing to pay for it.
他说一件东西的价值在于人们愿意花多少钱去买它。
Take your phone,
比如说你的电话,
and you add up how much each of the little parts cost.
然后你把那些, 所有的部件的这个, 要花多少钱给加起来。
And if you have one of these new $1,000 iPhones,
如果你有这个最新的这个价值要花1000块钱才能买到的iPhone的话,
the parts in that phone did not cost Apple $1,000.
这个里边所有的部件加起来不会让苹果公司花1000块钱。
What determines what they sell that phone for?
但是到底是他们怎么定这个iPhone的这个价钱呢?
Because they have figured out how much people are willing to pay for.
因为他们知道说, 人们愿意花多少钱来买这个电话。
And when they find a way to make it cheaper, they don't say, oh great, now we can sell it to you for less.
他们不会说, 如果他们有办法降低这个成本的话, 他们不会说, 哦, 我已经降低成本, 让我把这个电话卖得便宜一些。
The value is determined by what someone will pay for.
所以呢，这个任何东西的价值就在于这个买方他愿意花多少钱。
There's two things I want you to go away with this week.
所以这个星期我想你们记住两件事情。
First of all,
第一
，What is the value of our redemption?
第一个是我们被赎的这个价值是多少
？Because so many times we don't put very much value on it.
很多时候我们不对我们这个救赎的价值很好像没有很在意，没有觉得很高。
Yeah, I'm a Christian.
你说对，我是基督徒。
How much is that worth?
那
I don't know.
那个价值是多少呢？我不知道。
Here's the value.
那个价值在于
How much was Jesus willing to pay for our redemption?
就是耶稣他愿意为了我们的救赎，他愿意花多少钱，他愿意花什么样的代价。
That determines its value.
那个就决定了这个被买赎东西的价值。
And Paul says he paid for our redemption through his blood.
保罗说他为了救赎我们他付的代价是他的血
If this week,
他的宝血
you are discouraged and tempted to think, you know,
如果这个星期你很灰心你就觉得说
There's a lot of bad stuff in my life.
你说在我的生活中有很多不好的事情
Remember how much redemption is worth.
你就想一想你这个救赎的代价这个价值是多少
Its value is the Son of God.Gave his life.
他这个价值，甚至就是说，神的儿子把他的自己的生命给。
But the other thing I want you to go away with is this.
第二件我想大家记住的是。
You see, many of us base our worth on a lot of wrong measurements.
很多时候，我们把我们自己的，我们看我们自己的价值，在于很多这个错误的以错误的东西来衡量。
We base our worth on our salary.
我们看我们的以我们的工资有多少来决定我们的价值
position,
看我们在我们公司的位置来决定我们的价值
on our accomplishment,
在我们的成就来决定我们的价值
on the respect of our community or our
让我们周围的这个别人对我们的尊重程度来决定我们的价值
This isn't true in Chinese families but in other families on the accomplishments of our children
在可能在对中国人不是这样的，可能对别的家庭，他们的成就，他们的价值在于我的孩子有什么成就。
Yeah, I know that's not true here.
肯定不是在这里。
On our looks.
然后我们的外表。
I don't use that one.
我觉得。
On our influence.
然后我们的影响力。
We have all of these measuring.
我们有很多可以让我们觉得衡量我们价值的东西。
We all do that.
我们都会这样做。
I used to go, there was a in Martin County, a lunch for pastors.
我通常会去那个马丁郡的有一个午餐专门是给牧师的。
And when I was principal of the academy, I would go to that lunch every month to kind of represent the academy.
所以我每次那时候我做校长的时候我每个月都会去就是代表学校去。
Now these are pastors.
那些都是牧师。
So I mean, they're supposed to be godly. They're paid to be godly.
他们是牧师，他们应该被付钱，他们应该是很敬虔的，对不对
？It was both encouraging and discouraging.
去那儿呢，也是让你很鼓
励，to see they were a lot like the rest of us.
看到他们其实跟我们很像。
How are you today?
今天你怎么样
？Oh, I'm great. My church has 10 new members.
然后说很棒的，我们教会有新的10的成员。
I don't know what we're doing, but we're doing something right.
我不知道我们做什么，但是肯定我们做的事情是对的。
How are you today?
你今天怎么样
？We lost 10 members.
哦，我们有十个成员，十个会员离开教会了。
I'm a failure as a pastor.
我就是一个失败者，作为牧师。
I'm thinking about doing something else.
我只想说，别做牧师了，去做别的吧。
Pastors, just like everyone else, measured their worth by their accomplishment.
所以呢，牧师就像别的人，他们。衡量他们的价值是按他们的成就来衡量的。
If you are tempted to do that,
如果你这样子被诱惑，想要这样去
衡量你自己的话。The second thing I want you to go away with is this.
第二件，我想你这个星期记住的是。
Our worth,
我们的价值
is based on whatever Jesus was willing to pay to redeem you.
我们的价值在于耶稣所愿意为我们所付上的。所付的这个价钱，这就是我们的价值。
You are worth Whatever he was willing to pay to redeem you.
你的价值在于耶稣愿意为你所付上的。
Your spouse might not think that.
也许你的配偶不是这样想的。
Your children might not think that. I might not think that.
也许你的孩子也不是这样想的。
Don't translate the last one. But God says,
但是神说,
this is how much you are worth.
这个就是你的价值。
You are worth the blood of my son.
你的价值甚至配得我儿子的宝血。
And so for me, part of the reason these opening verses are so important,
所以对我来讲，为什么以弗所书的开篇这么重要？
They help us to begin to see ourselves through God's eyes.
帮助我们从神的眼光来看待我们自己。
Because honestly, most of us do not live in a world where we are constantly reminded that we're worth much.
我们在这个世界上，我们不会被别人经常鼓励说，哦，你很有价值，不是正好相反。
We live in a world that constantly says we're not worth much.
我们在这个世界上，我们被经常的提醒说你没什么价值。
Ephesians says this is who you are.
但是以弗所书告诉我们你是谁。
A person worth the blood of Jesus.
你是配得、值得耶稣献那个付上宝血的这个价值，你的价值是这样的。
And so this week, I want to encourage you to think as you go through the week.
所以，当你这个星期的时候过生活的时候，我想你记得。
What is my redemption worth?
我的救赎的价值是什么
？The blood of Jesus.
是耶稣的宝血。
What am I worth?
那我的价值是什么呢
？The blood of Jesus.
是耶稣的血。
And then I want you to think through the week.
所以这个星期我要你希望你都能思想。
These three terms.
这三个词汇。
I have been bought out of sin.
第一个是我从罪中被买回来。
And I have been free to become something else.
我已经有这种自由可以成为一个不同的这个东西，不同的神让我成为的人。
And then the Christian life becomes.
所以这样的基督徒的生活就成为
The joyful journey
就成为一个充满喜乐的一个旅程
of being what he made me to be
就成为这个旅程就是我在成为神想让我成为的人的样子
of living out what he has done in me
然后我就活出来他在我生命中所做的这一切
Next week we will pick up the next phrase
下个星期我们会讲下一个词语
We will be done with this introduction by the end of February.
所以二月底的时候，我们就会把这个刚开始这个引言开篇部分的介绍讲完。
And then we will start to move more quickly.
然后我们就会讲得很快。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
Thank you for loving us so much.
谢谢你如此的爱我们。
That you redeemed us.
你救赎了我们。
You came into our world of sin and bought us.
你来到我们这个罪的世界，你买赎了我们。
You freed us from that power.
你也让我们从罪的权势之下得自由。
And now you are working in our lives to make us what you freed us to be.
现在你在我们的生命中工作，就让要成就你拯救我们，让我们所要成为的人。
Help us this week to live in the joy of that.
让我们这个星期能够享受这个真理，让我们也能活出这个真理。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。